Now, we were talking before the news there on the issue of what our politicians do and do not do. And Lempit is staying on with us here on the phone because this is a bit of a strange one. The DUP has come into criticism after one of its MPs tabled a question in the Commons about, guess what, Ouija boards. Earlier this week, Gregory Campbell asked the Secretary of State for Business if he would regulate the sale of Ouija boards. The answer from the government was no. Joining me now is also the political journalist Kevin Maguire, associate editor of the Daily Mail, as well as Lempit Opic, who has very kindly stayed on. Sorry, he's the editor of the Daily Mirror. Sorry about that, Kevin.
I'd be paid more if I was at the Daily Mail.
There you go. I've just promoted you then. Kevin, what do you make of this?
I think it's total nonsense, and every written question costs us an average of £164. If you have a constituent who writes in with a silly request, the MP should say no, otherwise we as taxpayers pick up the bill. What's Gregory Campbell do if somebody now writes in about tarot cards or crystal balls? Is he going to write off letters and charge us another £164 each time? It's quite easy for an MP to say, oh, I've written to the minister, here's the reply. It stops the MP having to make a sensible judgment, but it costs us, the taxpayer, so it's crazy.
Lempit, do you agree with that?
No, I totally disagree with Kevin, not for the first time. The difficulty with Kevin's position is this. If the politicians start picking and choosing which subjects they actually pursue, it's a democracy, Kevin. You may not think that this is a serious matter, but someone in Gregory's constituency thought it was important enough to raise it with Gregory Campbell. Now, he may or may not agree with Ouija boards, and he may or may not think they should be regulated, but for goodness sake, constituents have the right to expect their politicians to do what they're asking them to do.
Lembit, you're reducing politicians to the role of a postbox. You'll just say that whenever anybody comes in and asks something, you will then send off a letter and we'll ka-ching, ka-ching, get charged. So what happens if somebody comes in and says, can you write to the minister to see if we have any evidence Martians exist?
Right.
You going to write a letter?
Funny enough, I probably would write a letter on that one, but then I've got form on space. I'll give you an example of something I did have, and it's exactly what we're discussing. There's a guy who had fairly serious mental health issues in my constituency. I can't go into the absolute details because I don't want to identify him, but he was convinced that he'd basically had a very strange, pretty much out-of-body experience, and I tried to convince him that wasn't the case. But he demanded that I write to the Department of Health and other people. I did do those things. I wrote to those people because at the end of the day, even though it sounded like nonsense to me, I couldn't be a psychologist, and he was right to oblige me to do what he wanted me to do. So in that sense, Kevin, sometimes you do have to do stuff that you don't believe in. As long as it's not unprincipled, I think the £164 per question is the cost of democracy.
And Kevin, just so that I can break in there amongst the verbal sparring that you're doing there, you know, the constituency that Gregory Campbell represents is a rather large constituency, and it is mainly made up of Christians and people who would feel very strongly about that. So really, do you not think he has a duty to represent all of his constituents?
I think having a duty to represent all constituents doesn't mean following every dodgy request, and particularly when it's going to...
But that person may not think that that's a dodgy request. Maybe it is an issue that, particularly regarding young people being sold to young children.
Yeah, he got an answer no, didn't he? We all know the government isn't going to start regulating something like Ouija boards, which most of us just find a bit of fun and a bit silly. Others, yes, I can see they can object to, but people object to lots of things.
I actually went
all the time.
Okay, let me tell you this, Kevin. I actually went to an occult conference last weekend. I was giving a presentation just about lobbying, and they actually get prejudiced against. What about if somebody came to you and say, I don't want people to be prejudiced against me because I'm a druid? Would you say, oh, that's just silly, just because you don't happen to be a druid yourself? The difficulty, Kevin, is you have to separate your personal beliefs from your social responsibility and your political responsibility as an MP. The other thing is, by the way, the media are not exactly innocent on this. The media forces politicians to do silly things sometimes just to stick with the programme, just so that they don't get slammed in papers like yours. So frankly, if you want politicians to man up and be a little bit more, if you like, discriminatory, then stop giving them such a hard time on things like pay rises.
If you want to dress up as a druid and become a druid and believe you're a druid, I'll fight for no discrimination against you. You have my word, but I will not be writing letters that will cost £164 to reply to.
Kevin, what do you think the response would have been if an MP had have asked this question in England?
I would have thought it would have been exactly the same. There is a Conservative MP called David Tredinnick.
What would the public reaction have been?
I think it would be ridicule, actually. I think they would be saying, look, why are you doing it? Why are you wasting your money? Haven't you got better things to do? You can respond to that constituent. We know there is no likelihood that leachy boards are going to be banned, Campbell seems to have accepted in the reply.
What about people who actually genuinely are concerned about this? You're not concerned about it. What about if you're concerned about your kids? You've got the right to expect Gregory Campbell or any other politician to not patronise you, to take that question seriously. Now, I'm not concerned about Ouija boards. I'm very concerned if Kevin and the media are saying that the politicians have to actually filter these questions because 164 quid a question is too much. That's not how politics works, mate.
But Lempert, can I just come in there, Lempert? You know, we are going through a very strong cuts and a period of austerity at the minute, and you know, we are talking about £164. It may seem like a drop in the ocean to you, but to other people out there, it isn't. So do you not think that MPs do need to filter what they ask if it's going to be £164?
An extremist. If somebody came to me, say, 30 times for the same question, eventually I'd say, look, I'm not going to ask this again because this is bad use of time and money. But on the whole...
It would take you 30 times?
Well, I'll say 30 times to take an extreme example. But the people used to come like every once a month with the same problem. I'd always try and deal with it because you don't have that discretion. You are, I think, obligated to take this on. Take the Ouija board point. It's a really serious point. Some people listening now will take it really seriously. They'll be concerned that kids are entering the occult or whatever it happens to be. You have to be able to ask those questions. Just because Kevin's not worried about it doesn't mean that other people aren't. What about drugs reform? Kevin could say, well, it would be wrong to ask a question, would the government regulate cannabis, for example, because Kevin maybe thinks that's a silly question. It's a really serious question to me. You cannot stop discriminating. Once you do, you stop doing your job as a politician.
Good MPs exercise their discretion all the time. Not every MP writes a letter just because somebody comes along and asks somebody. If we did, we'd be absolutely bankrupt. Like, there's nothing more patronising than an MP just sending off a letter to try and fob somebody off, if that is the case.
Sorry to interrupt you. But the thing is, we don't actually know how many people are concerned, what exactly the concern is. We can imagine probably parents concerned about their kids playing around with Ouija boards. Now, that, I don't think, is a fatuous concern. And I think they would be absolutely entitled to expect their politician to do this. In some ways, we're actually mixing up religious belief and fashion here. In the past, Ouija boards have been taken extremely seriously. And the same goes for other religious questions. So actually, I just will stand by Gregory Campbell all the way on this one. He did his job. He exercised maybe some discretion by doing the question. But I would have done the same thing in his position. And I think a lot of MPs would have too.
Well, maybe why you lost your seat. But Lembit, you're mixing up concern with just writing a letter which just gets a reply, but it costs us money. You can express your concern, you can have an interest, you can give somebody comfort, you can share their worries without just sending off a letter, getting a reply. You could have predicted what that reply was, but we have had to pick up the bill for it.
Well, I've just looked in my crystal ball, boys, and it's told me that it's time for this discussion to end. But thank you very much for joining me. One further question to ask you. What did you make of the debate last night?
I thought that, I'll go first on this. I think that Cameron underperformed. He's had 5 years to get ready for that. And I was really surprised that he looked like he was sideswiped by Paxman. Meanwhile, Ed Miliband seemed to step up to the plate. Whether that's because he went second or because he really, really had practiced, I don't know. But in my view, I'm not a Labour voter. I think Ed won the day.
What about you, Kevin?
Yeah, I think on the morning after the night before, Ed Miliband and Labour will be happier. He started with low expectations and overperformed, and David Cameron underperformed. He was thrown by Jeremy Paxman, and you could see why. He didn't want a head-to-head debate with Ed Miliband. Mm-hmm. Miliband's better than the Tories say, and David Cameron has a record that he sometimes finds difficult to defend.
That's great. Thank you very much, guys.
I totally agree with you, Kevin.
That's
amazing.
Great.
Thank you.
That's like, I agree with Dave. So thank you very much, guys, for joining me. I really appreciated it. And on that issue, we did ask for a statement from a DUP spokesman, and the statement read, Mr. Campbell was asked about the issue by a constituent and tabled the question on their behalf, and he passed on the reply to his constituent for their information.